Patient last name is Cota Junior, Jr. First name is Marco. Date of visit is March 20, 2025. Date of birth is May 27, 1979. Next paragraph, referring physician is Sacramento State Prison. Next paragraph, chief complaint. Chief complaint is. Chief complaint is a subdural hematoma. Next paragraph, history present known as patient is a 45-year-old male. Common chief complaint of a subdural hematoma. First, our patient tells me that he was involved in a fight in the jail, in the prison, on February 6th of 2025. First, our patient tells me that he was hit by his cellmate. He fell and hit the ground. First, our patient tells me that he hit the left side of the head and he had immediate loss of consciousness. Our patient tells me that he was out of consciousness for undetermined time. He was sent to UC Davis Hospital. First, our patient was evaluated with a CT scan. First, our patient was found to have a subdural hematoma. Since then, patient has left eye orbital pain. Patient has also dizziness when he gets up quickly. Next paragraph, neurological examination, mental site examination, patients awake and alert. Follow commands appropriately. Next word, cranial nerve examination, patient's left eyelids swollen. Have left eyelid ptosis. Next paragraph, diagnostic test, a CT scan, done at UC Davis Hospital, dated February 5, 2025, shows that there is a right parietal convexity, small acute subdural hematoma. Shows that there's no new hemorrhage or midline shift. Next number also showed that there's a large left periorbital soft tissue swelling and contusion. Next we have an impression. Subdural hematoma, right parietal convexity, small. This is due to a head trauma from a fight, on February 6th of 2025. Next paragraph, impression number two, a left periorbital soft tissue swelling contusion. Next paragraph, recommendation, explain the patient of the above diagnosis. Next number, our recommendation to repeat a head CT scan without contrast, to follow the subdural hematoma. Next number, our recommendation to continue to follow with the ophthalmologist. Our recommendation follow with me in 1 month, with the results of the CT scan. This marks at the end of the patient. Next patient, last name is S-E-M-R-A-U. First name is K-Y-L-E. Date of visit is March 20th, 2025. Date of birth is November 3, 1994. Next paragraph, a patient tells me that he was involved in a traumatic brain injury. It was in 2019 in Greece. A patient was in a bar. A patient was intoxicated with alcohol. A patient tells me that he fell back and hit the rock wall. A patient tells me that he fell back and hit the rock wall and fell to the ground. Patient had immediate loss of consciousness. A patient does not remember what happened after that. He woke up in the hospital. He doesn't know how long he was out of consciousness. However, patient had no memory of what happened that night in the hospital. Patient tells me that he got staples in the back of the head. When he woke up, a patient of severe headache. A patient also of confusion, disorientation, orientation and dizziness. When you woke up. Next forever. A patient tells me that since the event, a patient has poor memory. Patient also frequent headaches. A patient also have head pain. A patient to also have a patient also have a memory difficulty. Patient also have concentration and focus difficulty. Bishan is currently in active duty for the Navy. First up, Bishan works as a master at arms. First up, Bishan to perform a counter drone surveillance, counter drones surveillance. First up, Bishan tells me that he has significant memory deficit affecting his job. First up, Bishan sometimes difficulty remember his task duties. First up, the headache is also affecting his concentration. First up, it's also affecting his focus at work. First up, a patient tells me that his symptoms are affecting his work. First up, the next paragraph. This marks the interpretation.